You're listening to SBS News.
Growing up, Anna Kim Anderson had never suffered from asthma. That all changed one stormy Melbourne evening 8 years ago.
I was having difficulty breathing, I felt a bit wheezy, had a tight chest. And because I'd never had asthma before, I didn't understand what it was.
Miss Anderson was experiencing a thunderstorm asthma attack. Thunderstorm asthma is a severe form of asthma that is life-threatening and activated by rare weather events. Since her first attack in 2010, Miss Anderson, of Korean descent, suffered another one in 2016. She says when she reached the hospital, she realised she was not alone.
I was very low on oxygen. They took me straight into ICU. It was a whole room full of Asians and Indians who had suffered the same attack as me.
A Victorian government health report has found Miss Anderson is just one of thousands of people of East or South Asian background who have developed new allergies and experience asthma attacks after migrating to Australia. Professor Frank Tian, Director of Respiratory Medicine at Monash University's Eastern Health Clinical School, was one of the scientists behind the new findings. He says the Asian heritage is a factor.
People of Asian origin and Indian origin coming to Australia, migrating to Australia, do have increased risk of allergies, particularly hay fever and asthma, and that risk increases with the duration of stay in Australia.
Extreme weather events also dramatically increase the risk. The study revealed during severe thunderstorms in Victoria in 2016, almost 2 in 5 patients with asthma symptoms who presented to emergency rooms were born in East Asia or the Indian subcontinent. The study finds it made them 5 times as likely to be admitted to hospital. Of the 10 people who died during the disaster, 6 were of East or South Asian descent. Analysts are still unsure why such people are more susceptible to allergies, but studies show even those born in Australia to Asian parents are more likely to develop allergies than people with non-Asian parents. Research suggests genetic predisposition as well as exposure to different pollens and grasses from those parts of Asia could be a major contributing factor. With grass pollen season in Victoria running from early October through to December, Deputy Chief Health Officer Angie Bone is urging people from East and South Asian backgrounds to be prepared.
People can take protective actions like making sure they've got their inhaler with them, staying indoors, should a thunderstorm occur, closing the windows to stop the pollen getting inside.
Victoria's Department of Health says dry conditions so far this year in wide-ranging parts of Australia mean an asthma thunderstorm is less likely. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.